Right, we start off with cricket. Rain called the shots in today's test opening day between South Africa and Sri Lanka at the King's Meet Stadium. Sri Lanka earlier won the toss and sent the Proteas into bat first for just 20.4 overs before rain stopped play. Now, the Proteas lost 4 wickets in the first session, posting 80, which is a testament to Sri Lanka's vicious bowling attack. Themba Bavuma and Kyle Varane will come back to the crease tomorrow on day 2 with 15 minutes added to each session to make up for lost time. Now, staying with cricket, the Proteas women hope to bounce back from defeat when they play England in the second of 3 T20s in Benoni this evening. The visitors won the first T20 in East London on Sunday by 4 wickets after restricting the hostesses to 142 for 5 and then reaching the target with 4 balls to spare. First ball to that match in between the Proteas and England is at 6 p.m. And then over to some sevens rugby. Tristan Leeds says he is ready to play for the Blitzbox at the Dubai Sevens this weekend as he steps in for injured Salvin Davids. Now, the 27-year-old emphasized the team's focus on executing training strategies and restoring pride in the Blitzbox jersey. With 5 tournaments and 69 points under his belt, Leeds says he is eager to make his mark in Dubai for the first time.
Every game we go into, we obviously want to win and we want to be the best. But somewhere along the line, upsets do come, and other teams also, we're all kind of on the same level. And games get tougher, more about what we need to do that's going to get us that result. So we're more focused on the processes.
The Blitzbox open up the season with a match against Australia on Saturday. And then over to some football to close. Liverpool will be aiming to continue their 100% record in the Champions League under boss Arne Slot when they host 15-time winners Real Madrid this evening. Now, the Merseysiders have a poor record against tonight's opponents, but the Spanish Giants will be without injured star forward Vinny Jr. Slot admits that will affect their approach to the game.
We have to expect something else, and I think he played almost every game for Madrid, so it's again quite difficult for us now to understand what we can expect. But what we do know, what we can expect, is 11 players with great quality.
Kickoff in the Champions League clash between Liverpool and Real Madrid is at 10 p.m. tonight. That's all for now for the East Coast Radio Sports Team. I'm Faeda Crouch.